5. Case company proposed the solutions. To solve this problem, the HR manager conferred with various employees who had not made full use of their pay leave to better understand their situations. Through these interviews, the HR discovered some the circumstances related to the rate of the pay leave usage and explored the potential countermeasures to restore the work-family balance. Company A discovered that the pay leave usage can be divided into the two categories: proactive plan leave, days determined in advance, and activities arranged, for instance, holiday travel, accompanying children to exam, attending a reunion, etc. Passive, unplanned leave, unexpected situations which required immediate attention. For instance, accompanying families to medical appointments, urging the home repair, etc. During the interview, it was also discovered that type A can be further subdivided into three subcategories. A1, personal leisure, such as the dating, shopping, and other private activities. A2, family time, such as the gathering and the events with the parents and the children. A3, hobby learning, such as the participating in arts courses. Company A has been in existence for 65 years, and its employees belongs to many different age groups with the varying the holidays the priorities. However, the major of the staff shared A2 activities in common. These types of events may therefore provide the point to leverage in the incentivizing employees to increase their pay leave usage. Based on the above analysis, HR suggested the following. 5.1. Categorize the pay leave types based on children's ages. When considering the characteristics of the A2 type pay leave, the average age of employees' children is the determining factor. Based on this principle, a classification as follows. A2-1. 1 to 15 years, restricted by the school schedule, summer and winter holiday activities should be prioritized. A2-2, 16 to 12 years, children may have the part-time work the internship need. Employees may have the time for individual holidays. A2-3, over 25 years. Employees may have to care for elders. Couples may have the opportunities for holidays together. 5.2, different proposal for each grouping. Different proposals could be designed to suit the needs of each group. For instance, A2-1 group. Summer winter camps, for instance, the 3D printing and the robotic camp was held for employees' children during the winter school holiday in 2023. In the future, camps could be designed to include the potential participation. Family travel. For instance, Company A could offer family travel packages from employees, including the subsidies for accompanying children or parents. Destinations could include the famous site in Taiwan, this to 4 days the tour of the North Coast, the Central Taiwan or Southern Peninsula, and the pit stops the tours for branch offices. A2-2 group. Sponsorships for individual or group travel for employees. A2-3 groups. Annual travel subsidies for family participation. subsidies for short-term courses of interest. In order to encourage more usage of the paid leave, the above activities should not take place during the national holiday. To improve the feasibility, multiple different vacation activity offers should be presented with the considerable lead time, allowing the employees to choose the most advantageous way of utilizing their paid leave. Feedback should be encouraged and satisfaction surveyed conducted afterwards to determine how the implementation could be improved.